More railway cars and infrastructure are needed to meet demand.
The railroads need to bring more resources to meet the needs in North Dakota. We have a growing state, and we're moving not only ag products right now. We've got the harvest that's underway, so we've got more coming. But with energy and with growth in other areas, manufacturing and so forth in our state, we need more capacity on the part of the railroads.
That was the main message that Senators John Hoeven and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota had at a hearing at the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee last week.
This isn't just about who gets preference and having your feelings hurt. This is about the very real economic consequences of what's happening in farm country, in our state, and across the northern tier, across the board. And so we need to somehow achieve some kind of balance. I will tell you, I think our producers have been tremendously patient about what they're willing to kind of understand given the tremendous infrastructure demands in North Dakota. But that patience is wearing thin.
Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen submitted written testimony to the committee expressing transportation concerns of the ethanol industry that crude oil shipments from North Dakota are getting preference over other commodities.
The rail system didn't collapse last winter because of a snowdrift in North Dakota. It was because of a 400% increase in oil shipments from the Bakken's. And that has not gone away. In fact, it's only increased. I am very concerned that this winter and next spring could be even worse than last year because the demand for rail cars and engines and personnel to move highly volatile crude oil from North Dakota has only increased from last year. The fact of the matter is they're prioritizing shipping that crude oil instead of getting an engine to pick up grain in North Dakota. That's wrong.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.